This one sounds amazing or absolutely terrible. Today, we're going to use the Red Bull Pink Edition Wild Berries. It's supposed to be raspberry, berry sweetness, and a herbal verbena note. And I don't know what a verbena is. So we're going to mix it together with this banger of a tequila. This is the Cambio Blanco. It's got natural sweetness. It's got some citrus, cooked agave. Honestly, this may be one of the best Blancos out there. And we're going to team them up to make another Red Bull drink. So let's go. If you've been following this series, you already know the goal. Take a Red Bull, take a tequila, blend them together, and see if we accidentally create a great flavor. Now, I'm not a mixologist. I'm not Drink with Wayne, so I'm not making these amazing in-depth drinks. I'm just adding two things together, stirring them up, and giving them a taste. And I love to do it with Red Bull because I am a Red Bull fanatic, and I like to find something that's going to give me wings, as you would say. So we take different Red Bull flavors. Today, we're taking the Pink Edition, and then we're going to take this Cambio. And if you've not had Cambio tequila, it's additive-free. It's agave-forward. It is really one of the most amazing tequilas out there with a great price point. Chef John, who put it together with intention. Tohono crushed, stone oven cooked, and cooked where they don't even cut the agaves in half. It's an amazing process. I've done a couple interviews with Chef John. Check them out. So let's take, we're going to do 2 ounces of this tequila, which this tequila comes in at 46% alcohol. And then we're just going to top this off with the Pink Edition. And we're going to put it in my 1987 Spuds McKenzie glass. I can't believe I still have this thing from when I was a kid. I'm going to give it a little stir. And we're going to give this one a name. We're going to call it the Pink Coyote. So I just dumped it over some ice. You've seen it. Couple ounces of tequila. Okay, folks, this one doesn't work. The wild berries like takes over everything. It clashes with the taste of the tequila. It makes everything bitter for some reason. So that's not bad by itself. That's amazing by itself. Add them together. Not good. So for this one, do not do this at home. If you do, please put it in the comments. Let me know what your thoughts are. These two flavors do not whatsoever work together. And that's the goal of running through this Red Bull series to see which ones work. Keep your eyes out because we'll be doing a next one. And I will say the Pink Coyote definitely is not the most crushable drink for this summer and definitely not the best one of this series so far. If you want to see the other ones, I got a playlist that shows you all of them on my YouTube channel. If you like learning about tequila, if you like coming up with kooky Red Bull drinks, definitely hit me a like, follow, subscribe. Thanks for watching. Cheers. Have a great night. I'm just going to have the tequila.